If that's all you got to say about yourself, I'm out of here.
Buccaneers fans, the sage of Tampa Bay sports is here. He's Mr. Ira Kaufman, the king of Newport Richie, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, the water damage whisperer, and he is very excited to head to Bill Curry Ford, where he can get a 2026 Ford Bronco Sport Big Bend monthly lease, $250 a month, Ira. 36-month lease. You can see all the details and the terms at BillCurryFord.com. Don't worry, Drive Curry. They've got so many other great lease deal offers running through July 5th. Ira's getting a phone call, but that's okay. No problem with that. And Bill Curry Ford, 65 years family owned, the Curry family. They own and operate the dealership. That means they're all together on Thanksgiving. That means they're joining forces to make this community better and to make your experience the best it can be. Family. It's not, this is
toast
not,
and marshmallows, Lee family.
S'mores.
This is
s'mores.
Not like Ford Nation, big conglomerate, you know. And
Faceless, nameless.
Yeah, where you call up and you get some AI voice and they send you to an operator in Oregon. You know, you don't want that. Bill Curry Ford, a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Sean Sullivan, he runs the dealership and he's got the Ira Kaufman discount for you. So all you have to do is find him through the website and ask him for it or go to the dealership. Or call him up on the phone or his email, ssullivan@billcurryford.com. Simple as that. You got some questions. He'll talk Bucks with you, of course, and he'll tell you about his best-in-class podcast, billcurryford.com. Sage, Florida's Elite Restoration, we'll talk about them later. Storm season is here. You got to be prepared, which means you need the best damn restoration company in your back pocket. That's Florida's Elite Restoration, 5-star Google reviews, and remember, when you call them for a free evaluation, if you've got mold or storm damage or water damage, you say, Ira Kaufman, please. He sent me here. And after your free inspection, they'll give you $500 back if you need to move forward with their service. Florida's EliteRestoration.com. All right. Lee DeKemper is here. He is Mr. JoeBucksFan.com.
That Steve is, actually.
That would make me Mrs. JoeBucksFan.com.
No.
I'm Steve Esbitz. Ira's here. So, look, Ira, we have had the benefit of a little bird's eye view. We have not talked on this podcast about the Baker Mayfield contract comments on Friday. I published your podcast over the weekend, and I threw in a sort of a 3-minute intro on the Mayfield thing. I didn't want people to think that we didn't know what happened. I said we'd be talking about it on this podcast, but I made one simple point that we can get off on that foot. To me, the big news was that the Bucks went from the talking stage of, yeah, we want Baker Mayfield here a long time. You know, Jason Light, all the different ways he says that, to actually putting a contract in front of Mayfield saying, here's your contract extension. That's a big step. Yeah, Mayfield didn't like it, but that's a huge step for the Glazers to say, yeah, put a deal in front of him.
Preliminary offer, preliminary.
So yeah. Where are you with all this, Sire?
Well, to me, this week's all about disclosure day. Disclosure day. The Spielberg movie's coming out, Lee. I'm going to see it when it comes out, and I might see it again on the weekend if it's any good. Disclosure day. We're going to be talking about this Mayfield thing until we get disclosure day 3 months from now, because if it doesn't happen before the season starts, now you got a little bit of a mini cloud hanging over number six's head. We don't know how he's going to react to that. He says it won't change anything if he doesn't have an extension by the time the games start. He's under contract, leave for 2026, and that's all that matters. So I don't think anything's changed. I don't think the Bucks are willing to pony up Dak Prescott money for Baker Mayfield.
Nor should they.
And based on the second half of last season, and you can say all the injuries you want, Lee. All the injuries you want. First of all, if he was that banged up, sit him.
Thank you. I've been saying that for months. Yes.
Sit him.
That just tells me they didn't trust Bridgewater.
Then you look over at Bridgewater and you say, what kind of options do we have? Maybe this year will be a little bit different.
Chris Godwin at quarterback?
I think Mayfield's going to bet on himself, Lee. And I'm not sure he's wrong to do it. Now, the ace in the hole is the franchise tag.
Yeah.
So you think that's feasible? And how much money are we talking about at that point?
It's feasible. Look, Steve's more pro Mayfield or get him signed than I am. I'm very much a fence sitter. However, I do believe, my last name's not Glazer, my last name's not Light, my last name's not Bulls. I do believe Baker Mayfield somehow, some way, will be the Bucs quarterback in 2027. So basically, everything I'm going to say is hypothetical.
They're not going to let him test the market, right, Lee?
I don't think so. Now, here is something I heard, and like I said, I'm very spooked by the second half of last year. Then I was doing some research last night, and I got to thinking, okay, We remember 2023 when he couldn't throw the ball against Carolina last game of the year. The Bucs won 9-0, three field goals. He couldn't throw the ball. He was so hurt. 2024, he was healthy. 2025, because of injuries, so we're told, he was terrible the second half of the year. Might have been MVP first half of the year. After the bye, he was terrible. And everybody says the injuries caught up with him. I don't disagree with that. So let's say the same thing happens this year. He gets hurt. He barely makes it to the finish line or can't get to the finish line. Do you really want to sign this guy? He's going to be 32 next year if he has a repeat of this year. That'll be three out of the last 4 years he was banged up down the stretch. And that's when you need your quarterback healthy on the field 100% or at least 90%. And you're going to tie yourself to that for the next 3-4 years on a wrong side of 30 years old? I don't know,
man. Under that scenario, which is not far-fetched that Lee laid out, that Mayfield either sits out or plays damaged, Steve, wouldn't you have every reason to think at that point maybe Mayfield's a little injury-prone?
Well, he doesn't sit out because he hasn't sat out, so I'd take that off the table. But the 2023 thing, I'm not disagreeing with Lee because he's speaking facts, but Mayfield was back the next week and played great in the playoffs.
Exactly. He did.
So, he did. You know, I don't know if other teams would look at it like he wasn't, you know, wasn't ready at the end of the year.
Real quick, that game against Carolina, that was a win or die game.
Yeah.
And he couldn't throw a ball.
Exactly. So it's certainly reasonable to think under Lee's scenario that he'd be looked at as injury prone by everybody because that would be his MO, even going back to Cleveland.
Steve, is there any way the Bucs, no matter what happens this year, is there any way in your mind the Bucs let him hit free agency in 27?
Let him hit free agency?
Let him test the market.
Sure. If the team sucks this year. Yeah, sure.
Really sucks.
Yeah. They really, yeah.
You know, our
absolutely.
Friend Mike Florio.
But let me say this, yeah, but further answer your question.
Go ahead.
I didn't like Mayfield saying that, oh, you know, I'm all about ball. Once the season starts, that's it.
No negotiation.
No negotiation once training camp starts. This is the same guy, and I feel bad for him, but he's the same guy who filed a lawsuit against his father and that whole situation in November of 2024, mid-season, in what had to have been a very emotional thing for him to sue your father for stealing $12 million for
him. And he had a sensational season.
That couldn't have waited to sue your dad?
Is stealing a little harsh? How about misappropriation?
No, he sued him for stealing.
Okay.
That's what he did. I'm not saying he did it, but that's what he sued him for. So bottom line is, you did that. Maybe he regretted doing that mid-season because it distracted him. I don't know, but unless you're going to clarify that, you're the same guy who filed a major lawsuit mid-season.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, been around a long time, been very successful. He's got a lawyer background. And he suggested, should the Bucs allow Mayfield to test the free agent market next March, that he may be so pissed off at the Bucs in terms of their negotiating angles that he might take less money and go to another team. Now, Mayfield's agent would have something to say about that, Lee, but I don't think I'm too worried about that.
Florio thinks that's Baker's mentality. He's always looking for ways to motivate himself. I'll show those SOBs. I'll take $35 million to play for the Steelers, and you watch what I do. I just don't see Mayfield hitting the free agent market. I see him with the Bucs. Albert Breer came out with something very interesting this week of Sports Illustrated. To Steve's point about Mayfield, I'm not negotiating once training camp starts. And Albert Breer said, first off, the Bucs have a history of extending players in August. Wirfs, there's a couple other, McCollum, may not have been a smart move. There was someone else, I can't think of.
Gedeke, Donald Penn.
Gedeke, yeah.
If you remember, he was like a two-day holdout in training camp.
Well, was Penn, was that light or was that Dominic?
Oh, it's the Glazers.
If the Bucs offer Mayfield what he's looking for in the middle of August,
he's not going to say, oh, it's August, I can't discuss
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Breer said, do you really believe he's going to say, hell no, I told you. No negotiations, we'll see you in January. Of course not.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, all he has to do is tell his agent, do anything you got to do. Just don't tell me about it unless you got $51 million on the table, you know, for 3 years. Don't call me.
Lee, so, I got the X factor.
I got
one. It's a beauty.
As far as keep bringing him back?
No, as far as a potential scenario. I don't think this is going to happen. You guys don't think this is going to happen. But there's a chance, Lee. There's a chance that things go awry. Like, and they go 5-12. There's a chance there's a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Lee, if that happens, it probably means Mayfield didn't have a great year. Probably.
I think it's fair.
So. And at that point, instead of slapping a franchise tag on him, if you don't sign him to a long term before the season, Lee, is there a chance you let him go and go draft a quarterback in the 27 draft? Is that crazy?
If you only have 5 wins, I would hope so. I would hope so. Because the way this draft looks like it might shake out, you could get a guy for the next 10, 15 years.
They've never had one.
Not only have they not had one, if Mayfield gets the money he has, I think you could wave bye-bye to Vita Vea. If the Bucs get a rookie quarterback, that's very easy on the salary cap. Very easy.
But you're rolling the dice on
the
draft.
Sure, you're rolling the dice on the draft. A guy I know who's a huge Bucs fan, I never thought of this angle. He said, I know why Jason Light wants Baker Mayfield back so bad. I said, why is that? He said, because that means Light doesn't have to spend a draft pick to get a quarterback. I said, what do you mean? If they're going to stink, they're going to... He goes, no. He goes, this team, it'll be the same as it is, as always, under Bowles. Be 8 wins, 9 wins, maybe 10 wins, and to get a new quarterback, Light's going to have to spend an extra first-round pick. And he doesn't want to do that. And the guy told me he didn't want to spend a 5th-round pick to get a backup guard last year. And
so he's saying the Bucs are stuck in mediocrity. Mediocrity.
Well, he didn't say that. He just thinks that Light wants Mayfield because Mayfield, re-signing Mayfield saves a draft pick.
Is there something alluring, Steve, about drafting a guy that's a franchise quarterback? Something this team has never done. Is there something alluring about that?
No. I don't think so. But I do think that Mayfield, in a sense, is playing with fire because here's the scenario you were kind of looking for. Forget about the 5-11 or whatever, 5-12. Forget about that. If the Bucks go 8-9 and the Glazers fire Todd Bowles and Mayfield doesn't have a contract, well, then it's coach versus quarterback because they're going to be shopping for head coaches. And I'm sure they prefer to get a top name coach or top offensive coach. But their question is to him, what do you think of Mayfield? And if the guy's like, I don't like it. This is who I like. We could get in free agency. I'm all for drafting one. Jason thinks we can get this guy or this guy. And no, I don't want Baker.
That could happen.
And then Mayfield is in this weird situation, unless the Glazers like, no, it's Baker and we got to find a coach that likes Baker. But when you're in that scenario where you're retooling the whole thing, you probably don't think that way. So he might be playing with a little bit of fire, gambling on Todd Bowles, because we know that if Todd Bowles comes back in 2027, Baker is his guarantee to be back.
Yep.
But Steve, in that scenario, Mayfield hits free agency in 27. Don't you think some teams would be interested
Sure.
in him?
Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers fans, I saw at least 4 podcasts.
They're already starting, right?
Talking about it.
And even Florio laid out a scenario where, in Floral's words, not mine, he'd be perfect for the Steelers.
The Steelers blogs are kind of excited about it, you know, because they don't have
blue collar, that town.
Yes, but also a ready-made team. They got the defense. Well, at least they did have the defense. They may have the weapons. They just need a quarterback.
And they don't have to root against Aaron Rodgers because they believe it's his last year anyway. So it's exciting to them. But you're looking at the Jets, who are probably going to need a quarterback and a shot in the arm. And wow, Mayfield, he may be wowed by the thought of that. And the other, you know, Florio's been talking about the Vikings. If their quarterback situation doesn't work this year, they need a quarterback.
To quote Mike Florio, if Baker Mayfield's on the market and he's the Steelers, I make a beeline for him.
You know, you mentioned something, Steve, in passing, and it shouldn't be in passing. And we all know this. On something this important, Mayfield, his future, the future of the Bucs under center.
The G-Boys.
It's the G-Boys. It's the G-Boys,
sure.
Lee.
Sure. They don't want him. He's not coming back.
It's the G-Boys. And, you know, if Bowles comes back, they go 9-8, and Bowles comes back, and Mayfield's just okay. I think it's very possible the G-Boy says he's not a $55 million quarterback.
Well, if the Bucs win 9 games, unless he retires, I have a hard time wrapping my head around Bowles not being here. You know how much the Glazer family loves Bowles. So if he has another winning record, wins the division, he's back. And if he is back, I'm sure there's a catch. And that catch is Mayfield's my quarterback.
Sage, the Glazers, they must love Mayfield because I can't imagine why they want to gamble in the draft. Just the way they look.
If they loved them, he'd already have a new contract.
Well, this is my point. This is what got lost last week. They've put something in front of them that no doubt said, here's another 3 years. That's a big commitment from the Glazers. I don't care if it's $45 million a year.
He intimated that the offer was kind of insulting.
He did.
Well, it might have been lowball, but isn't that normal?
Yeah.
That's normal. When you walk
in, the art of the deal.
When you walk in to buy a F-150 from Sean Sullivan, I don't think you throw down $100,000 right away. You know, you start out at 50 maybe.
Yeah. Bill Curry Ford. No, Sage, look, the Glazers, I have to assume, they went to Jason Light and said, look, what's the least we can offer Mayfield without royally pissing him off?
You don't want to insult the guy.
Right. So what's the least we can do without royally pissing him off? And it sounded like, just listening to Mayfield, and we've listened to every word he said since he arrived here, it sounded like they found the right spot, that he wasn't like bitter, but like, man, this wasn't what I was thinking. But that's the opening salvo.
You hit the nail on the head. He didn't sound bitter. It was like, what's going on?
Yeah, it was just like, man, we were hoping for a lot more than that.
Well, it wasn't generous enough to generate a response from the Baker, from the Mayfield camp.
Exactly.
You know, so they're kind of in limbo.
What's their hurry? They got no hurry.
Yeah. I'd be in a hurry if I was Mayfield, given the last 3 years.
I think he's going to bet on himself.
I don't know. I mean, it's a big game of chicken. It's a lot of money to pass up, guaranteed. If the Glazers put something in front of them, they're obviously willing to go up. I don't know. You know, I mean, the Glazers got spoiled. They watched Chris Godwin take less money than he could have gotten from the Patriots. They watched Tom Brady take less money than other quarterbacks year after year after year. Didn't work with Mike Evans. that's mind-boggling to them, probably. So, I mean, Baker knows he's fighting against that, too, with ownership. But if he wants too much money, I think they're just going to say, screw it, Jason. Let's go another direction. Fans don't like Bulls anyway. We'll just fire him, and then we'll blame not hiring Baker on the new coach.
Isn't this a great spot for Mayfield, Lee?
I think he's in a win-win.
Great offensive line. That's why.
I mean, staying with one buck place. I mean,
Steve hit the nail on the head.
The fans
he's
love
got
him.
Weapons. Fans love him for the most part. I don't think he's as popular as what it's made out to be. But great offensive line, I think, if healthy. He's got weapons. Look where he's living. Would he rather live in Baltimore?
I don't see Pittsburgh as a team on the rise. Lee, I don't see it.
I'm a wait and see on McCarthy. I don't know about that.
All right, Ira. I have a very important theory here that I'm going to write about on JoeBucksFan.com, but we will explore
it
here.
We're getting a preview?
I'm going to hit it right here. We're going to discuss it because I know you haven't thought of this yet. but first, want to tell everybody, just don't be stupid with the hurricane prep. And whenever you have a disaster in your home, call Florida's Elite Restoration. First, 24/7, they'll respond. They will get out to your property and assess and evaluate with the best technology, the best people, the best team, decades of experience on the insurance side of the business.
Local.
Family owned. Josh Martin. We know you've heard Josh Martin on this podcast. He's got a lot of family members working in the business. Very serious about what they do. They love what they do.
They're growing, right, Steve?
And they can do it all. One-stop shop. So after they restore your trashed bathroom because it got hit by lightning or whatever and you had a little fire in there, they can replace the whole thing too. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. All right, Ira, look, here's my theory. Because, you know, this is like politics. Nothing is just accidental.
You never run out of theories, do you, Steve? You got theories.
No, I got a lot of theories. So
coming out of your caboose over there.
The Glazers, they know what they did to the fans who collectively wanted Todd Bowles out on his ass and heading to his retirement home in North Carolina. That's what they wanted.
Which is
fans.
Like 70% of the fans from on your polls?
More than that. But we never put a poll out saying, you know, how many of you want Todd Bowles fired, but the confidence polls and just the anecdotal stuff.
The confidence polls tell the tale.
They tell the tale. So most fans wanted him out, and that's not an exaggeration. So the Glazers know. They said, nope, no soup for you, fans. You're stuck with Todd Bowles, whether you like it or not. But they know that if they play this contract game with Baker Mayfield and not give him what he wants and maybe make him earn it and hang it out, that takes all the attention off Todd Bowles for a while. Because let's face it, if the Bucks struggle next year, most likely Mayfield is struggling. He's playing well. They got enough talent to win a fair share of
Keep
games.
Going.
So ownership knows if we pay Mayfield, he's got a much more heavy, he's locked in here, and Todd Bowles is the one who's going to get all the heat because the fans are going to know Mayfield isn't getting any heat because he's here for the next 3-4 years, people. So they're not going to pay Mayfield right away to take pressure off Todd Bowles because they set him up to take heat from week one.
I got a very simple answer for that, Lee. If the Bucks start 2-5, I don't care what Mayfield's doing. I don't care what Mayfield's contract situation is. Bowles is going to take the heat.
Oh, yeah.
As he should.
Yeah.
As he
but
should.
But he'll be like Shannon-like.
I don't think you can deflect the focus on Todd Bowles from Buck fans' perspective.
Now, I will say, I want to clarify what I said earlier. That
unless Mayfield gets hurt week one, and he's out for 10 weeks.
Well,
that's a pass.
I got to clarify something I said earlier when I mentioned Mayfield's popularity. And I said I didn't think he's as popular as what it's made out to be. I think he's very popular the way he plays. People love that. But where he's I wouldn't say unpopular, but let's say it's 60-40, the 40% don't like the results. They like the effort. They love the effort. But they don't like the end results.
It's $20 for the effort.
Something for the effort.
It's interesting. Nice theory, Steve.
It's interesting, Ira, because let's say he has...
Bowles is the guy in the crosshairs.
Let's say Mayfield has no contract, and he throws three picks against Dallas on Thursday Night Football. The Bucks drop to 2-3. If he has a contract, Bowles is going to take a lot more heat than Mayfield
would.
That's just how I look at it.
That's a good point. That's a great point. There might even be a scintilla of sympathy for Bowles if Mayfield's stinking it up.
Then you might have some fans saying, what the hell? Why did Light give Mayfield that contract?
Yes.
You might have that.
Exactly. It's an interesting situation. Now, the Bucks have made themselves relevant by Mayfield's comments because your run-of-the-mill 8-9 team in the landfill of the NFC South, as Lee calls it, aptly. That's not interesting, but now all of a sudden the Bucks, Mayfield, in, out.
I don't think the Bucks anticipated Mayfield talking about his contract, Lee.
Why would they not do that? Baker Mayfield.
I think they were hoping he'd say, no comment on that.
That seems unrealistic.
Yeah.
He's Baker Mayfield. Now, I did accuse him of hiding from the media.
Yes,
and he
you
came
did.
Out.
And a day after the story publishes.
Three days later he came out. But the point is, he still was last to talk. He said how he felt. I think the Bucks expected that.
So when he comes out for mandatory minicamp, as expected, in front of microphones, is he going to add anything to what he's already said?
No, but he'll be asked.
I'm sure he'll have something to add. To a degree.
Hey, Baker, did you respond to the Bucks yet?
He and his agent should get together and decide what he's going to throw out there.
Yeah, what's he going to say?
Yeah, he's got to have some sort of something.
Oh, now, here's one for you. What if that clashes with what the Bucks want him to say?
It's up to Mayfield.
You think this will have no effect hanging over his head the way he plays in 26?
Well, he pretty much admitted that it would. Because if he can't talk about it, if he can't even negotiate a contract during the season because that's a distraction, then how could it not be in his head? If it's not bothering you, it doesn't matter. So he's kind of admitting.
Or do you think he's got such singular focus that it wouldn't affect him at all, Lee?
There's no telling. I mean, I can see either side. I can see him getting rattled by it, or I can see him being motivated by it. You know,
it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Anybody who likes Baker Mayfield and knows him could see him giving the Bucks the finger, saying, "Look, we're going straight to the franchise tag, or I'm out of here." You know.
Here's one for you, Ira. Theo Ash, who. I won't call him a hot take artist. I think he's pretty well-reasoned. I don't agree with everything he says.
Let me ask on behalf of 90% of our listeners. Who?
Well, 90% of the listeners who don't use social media.
All right, who is he?
Well, I was just explaining. He's a guy, you know, he said, hell with newspapers, hell with sports radio. I'll start my own. And he went solo, and he did some really thoughtful stuff. He regularly puts out videos on TikTok, periodically on Twitter. And he's built up about 500,000 audience. And I think he's very well thought out and very reasoned. I don't always agree with him, but I think he's well reasoned. He thinks Mayfield's looking for Josh Allen kind of money. And surprisingly, since Baker came to the Bucks, his numbers are very similar to Josh Allen's. And that's what makes him think that Mayfield's agent is going to be looking for Josh Allen.
Well, the Buck numbers aren't similar to the Bills numbers. That's the problem.
Well, the trick is
Josh Allen might have less to work with, Lee, than him. Maybe.
That's very fair. And I was just going to say Josh Allen gets his team further in the playoffs than Baker Mayfield does. That's number one. Number two, they play similarly, very physical, but Josh Allen can absorb that punishment. I think it's fairly obvious that Mayfield cannot absorb the punishment, at least not as well as Josh
Allen. Lee, you got to acknowledge that, I mean, as much as I love Mayfield as a scrambler in terms of getting those first downs, this guy's scoring 14 rushing touchdowns a season, Allen. I mean, that's an incredible advantage for Buffalo.
Here was Theo Ash's main point. Mayfield, in his eyes, is not to the level Not that he doesn't deserve the money, but the money he will be looking for will strangle you on the cap so much that you can't spend any money on defense. And his contention is, in the NFC, you have to have a dramatically better defense than what the Bucs currently have. He said, you sign Mayfield, you can kiss Vita Vea goodbye, and you might not be able to re-sign Antoine Winfield. And he said the Bucs simply do not have a good enough defense to overcompensate that. So he said, his word's not mine, I'd let him walk.
I will say this, though, Steve. If I look this guy up on Twitter, and he's probably on Twitter.
He is.
And if I tap his picture, and I see how he describes himself, Steve, and if the first two words I see are social influencer, bleep, I'm not following, I'm not going any further. If that's all you got to say about yourself, I'm out of here. Social influencer.
If you're a female and you're social influencer, I consider you high cot. You're doing something right.
First, you're going to see what her physique looks like.
Well, that's I don't know if too many ugly people are social influencers. Steve, I won't be a social
influencer. Media influencer. No, nobody knows what that means. Oh, come on.
Why would you influence the media?
That's silly.
That's a waste of time.
All right, Sage, look, this Mayfield thing is going to go on and on. You know, unless there's a quick resolution, it'll go on and on.
Oh, wait a minute. If it happens August 14th with a great offer, my agent can't discuss it. It's past the date.
So, Sage, the distraction element, Brad Johnson was on WDAE with Rock Riley and talked about that. And he says, yeah, it's definitely a distraction. You know, he went through it with the, I think it was the Vikings, he said.
Maybe the Vikings.
No, I think it was Washington. And then he gave him an ultimatum. They didn't meet it, and he left and went to the Bucs. That's how he came here. They had traded for him, and he wanted a new deal. And he talked about that basically you get to the point where you're calling your agent every day. What's going on? What's going on? Now, obviously, nowadays, Mayfield would be texting his agent, but I could see how it's a distraction. It's a lot of money. So
you don't think it's a distraction for other Buc players, do you, Lee?
I think distraction is one of the most... It's right up there.
Right
with
up there with social influence.
No, it's right up there with leaders. It's just empty talk for either losing teams or what you do in the summer when it's dead. I learned in high school, this is what my football coach told me, and he was so freaking right.
After he told you to take a seat?
Distractions are distractions if you let them be distractions.
There you go.
Period.
Is that guy still around, Lee? Can I talk to that former coach? Is he still around?
Yeah, I think he is. He's in his 80s, but he's still around.
I agree, but we're just talking about Baker Mayfield. If he's distracted by it and it's in his head. Don't let it be in your head, but if it is, it is. And if he's confiding in teammates or they're looking at it, they won't even pay Baker. And, you know, if the team is weak-minded and this exposes it, it's a distraction.
Here's a distraction for you no one ever talks about. Day or two before a game, a player's kid's sick. We never hear about it. Guarantee you that's a distraction.
Absolutely.
So that's why I think this is all the distraction subject is filler.
Were you
AI filler?
Sage, Pat Kerwin, who used to negotiate contracts for the Jets, who was in their front office.
Who turned the card in on Bo Jackson?
Yep.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he went on a long discussion of the Mayfield contract the other day and said, look, I've studied it. I've looked at it. And, I know what's going on here. I've done a lot of these kinds of deals and... He is convinced that Baker Mayfield is really dialed in on Jordan Love's contract because Love has never won more than 9 games. He hasn't won more than 1 playoff game. Mayfield's won 2. And
the only one he won was when he killed Dallas. That's the only
one. He's 1-3 in the playoffs. Mayfield's 2-3. And Jordan Love is making $55 million a year. So he thinks he's just dialed in simply on the numbers. And that's how the agents look at it. And he doesn't think Mayfield is delusional, thinking that he's a top 5 money guy. We got to push the envelope here. He thinks he's just looking at those guys, looking at Jared Goff making $52 million, and thinking, I'm in that ballpark. That's what I deserve. You think that's reasonable from the Mayfield camp?
Goff's been in a Super Bowl. Lee, I don't have a lot of problem with the Jordan Love comparison from a Mayfield perspective. I think that's fair. Now Love is younger than him, but I don't think Love's accomplished more than Mayfield has in their careers. I think that's a reasonable comparison from a Mayfield perspective.
If you're an agent, you're trying to get as much as you can. To use Pat Kerwin's premise, why would he look at Jordan Love's contract? Why not look at Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson has a grand total of 1 more playoff win than Mayfield has. You know, St. Lamar Jackson, and people talk about him like he invented football.
2-time MVP, Lee.
1 more playoff win than Baker Mayfield. No Super Bowl appearances.
I still look at Jackson as the guy got two first round buys, which is the equivalent of a playoff win. So well, that's maybe, just how I look at it. You know.
But I mean, if you're agent, you're like my client has been to just as many Super Bowls and one less playoff win than this guy. I want his money.
If they were both unrestricted free agents, Lamar Jackson's getting the money.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm saying this partly because I think Jackson is grotesquely overhyped. But I'm not a fantasy football guy. I know he's a fantasy football
guy. You know what the real problem is, Steve? These quarterback salaries, they're not in reality. I mean, once one guy is over the top, here comes all these other guys. Dak Prescott's making more than Mahomes. What? Why? Why? So what seems like an outrageous contract, 3 years later, you're underpaid.
Like I always say, what's expensive today is the bargain tomorrow.
Prescott's being paid like he's the top quarterback in football. He's good. Lee, he's good.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's good. How deep in the playoffs have they gone?
Yeah, he's not Mahomes, like you said. He's not even Sam Darnold.
Sage, I got a money question for you. Bill Curry Ford is where you can save money, though. All week long, every day, you can shop there 24/7, BillCurryFord.com. Giving them a shot, family-owned, makes a difference.
What's in the inventory over there, Steve? You got it up on the screen?
I don't have it on the screen. They've got hundreds of vehicles, and you can look at them all. It's usually over 500. And
can go right to the general manager.
Right to the boss. And ask for your discount. And you can schedule mobile service at your home. No extra charge right there on the website, BillCurryFord.com. Drake London.
Good player.
Mega deal. 4 years, $141 million. Ira, now I know you're quite a mathematician. How much is that a year?
$35 million
a year for Drake London. I'm happy about it because I don't think he's anywhere near worth that kind of money.
Yeah, from a buck perspective. Keep paying those Falcons. He's a good player. He's not Nakua.
No.
He's not Najigba.
Nope.
He's not Jamar Chase. He's not CD Lamb, but he's good. That's another guy. Breaking new barriers, Lee. I mean, what's Chase going to ask for in a couple of years? 60? You know, he's going to want quarterback money. From a buck perspective, I don't think we have to worry too much about what's going on with Godwin's locked in.
Yeah.
You know, McMillan's he's not in any position to ask for anything right now. Egbuka's on a rookie deal, but that's too much money for Drake London, Steve.
Of course, 3 years now, it'll be like a bargain. You watch.
You know, when you play the Falcons, you say, I got to stop Robinson. I got to stop London.
That's a great point.
I got to stop Robinson. And the Bucs couldn't do it. I'll never get over that swing pass, that third play of the game. I'll never get over it.
I'll never get over Kirk Cousins.
It's interesting with the contracts because there was a stretch there where the running back contracts were coming down in price, and then it came back up again. And it took many, many years for anybody to hit what the Bucs paid Darrelle Revis when they paid him $16 million. It took a long, 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 long time. And the quarterbacks have kind of flatlined a little bit. Just Dak Prescott signed that deal 3 years ago?
Well, Winfield safety thing just got eclipsed, right? By Derwin James, right?
Yeah.
Just got eclipsed the contract.
Yeah, it's interesting with the receiver money. I mean, there's so many good young receivers come out every year that I think that's going to eventually drag the price down. I mean, the elite guys are always going to get paid, but Drake London, I applaud that.
Well, what would you say? He's the 12th best wide receiver in the game or something? I might take McMillan over him from Carolina.
Over Drake London?
I might. I mean, based on he's got Bryce Young throwing him to him. I mean,
it's not like Mahomes is playing for Atlanta either.
Raw talent 1 year. I might do that too. Last thing on the Falcons, Ira, as it ties to the Bucs and you know their status in the division. There is no quarterback competition until Penix is cleared for 11-on-11. Stop talking about it. Even though he's at practice or whatever, Tua is the guy until Penix is healthy. Then we'll have a competition, and that's interesting because that's basically. He's basically throwing a quarterback controversy out there on a silver platter, and we know that's never good for any team, so I'm excited about that, too.
Steve mentioned, too, I got to say this. I was telling Sean Sullivan about this. You know what I think of quarterback ratings, and I pulled up career quarterback ratings. Would you believe that Tua and Deshaun Watson have higher career quarterback ratings than Kurt Warner, Ben Roethlisberger, and Dan Marino?
Two guys in the hall and one that's going in the hall.
You would have to be on such strong narcotics to take Tua or Deshaun Watson over any of those three quarterbacks. I can't explain how detached you would be from reality.
You can't just use quarterback rate, Lee.
Don't tell that to Joe Buck.
Right. You're
Joe Buck, first
right.
thing he says every broadcast. First thing he says, so-and-so's quarterback rating is.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say two guys in the hall and one guy almost in the hole with Deshaun
Watson. Yeah.
All right, Ira, look, you know, we had to hash out this Mayfield stuff because it's on the minds of a lot of fans. It's going to be. There's going to be a lot of arguments about it. And
all right, so he's not happy with the Bucks' first offer. Okay.
Well,
this story's got a long way to go. Long way to go.
And I have to say, Ira, as much buzz as there's been at one buck for the rookie, Daniels, out of Kansas, if this guy comes in and has a good preseason, which means nothing, but if he has a fun quality preseason as a rookie, you're going to hear fans being like, well, yeah, Mayfield, we got this kid, let him loose, blah, blah, blah. And you'll hear that. You will.
Well, I heard it from Kyle Trask. I think that might be that might be a stretch, Steve. Buck fans haven't turned on Baker Mayfield, nor should they. They haven't turned on him.
There might be a handful, but not many.
You know, Ira, you always say, and I mean this in all sincerity,
he still fits this town, Lee, to a T.
Yeah, like I said, the way he plays with heart and passion, who doesn't like that?
Sage, you say this all the time.
Uh-oh,
it's come out
coming.
Of your mouth.
All right.
And we'll be wrapping up on this, unless Lee's got something else, or you want to tell people what you're having for breakfast tomorrow.
Or his movies.
He did the movie already. He did the movies already. He might see it twice. That was a great revelation.
Yeah. It's a sequel, right?
It's not a sequel.
I thought it was the original one.
No, not it's different from Close Encounters. Different.
No,
different.
I didn't even see that one. Yeah. So.
All right. Remember, BillCurryFord.com, Florida's elite restoration. Check out their 5-star Google reviews. Sage, you say this many times, many, many, many times. You've said Tampa, blue collar town, working class people. Mayfield fits in perfectly here. You've said it.
I used that with my Mike Allstott example.
Okay.
Most popular buck.
Well, here's
or
what.
Richie Lou.
So here's when we
he is a blue collar guy.
When we get to Mayfield and fans like him, could a blue collar town, as you call Tampa, could they turn on Mayfield a little bit if they find out he's rejecting $47 million a year from the Bucks over 3 years? Could they turn on him a little bit saying, you know, come on, man. 47 living million, you want to stay in Tampa for 3 years? No athlete in the history of Tampa Bay sports has ever gotten that kind of money. Come on, man.
Well, I see where you're getting to because maybe some fans have turned on Mike Evans. Evans isn't a case of being greedy with money. That's different.
Yeah, he took a pay cut.
Evans wasn't greedy with money. Steve, as long as Mayfield's producing and playing the way he's playing, and the Bucks are winning, nobody's going to begrudge him going for the big bucks.
Totally agree with Ira. The only small caveat would be, let's say the Bucks offered him 3 years, $180, $60 million a year.
If he doesn't want it, I'll play for half of that.
All right, Sage. Well, I don't really know. So I'm not even sure Tampa's still a blue-collar town. So I don't really know. I was just asking your opinion. But if it is the blue-collar town you think it is, then I could see fans being like, you know, who needs to hear from this guy? How much he loves being here, but he won't play for $47 million.
It could be fickle. It can be fickle.
All right, fickle, what are you having for breakfast?
They never turn on Joe Buck's fan. I saw your numbers, Steve. Keep posting it every month. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Breakfast?
Breakfast. Cereal, banana, strawberries.
What kind of cereal?
Cheerios for me and some kind of grape nut thing for the missus.
I always love grape nuts.
There you go.
Two bowls, one bowl?
One big bowl. And then a coffee. And by the way, I threw up after breakfast today.
What?
I threw up.
Today?
I haven't thrown up in about 4 years. I don't know. Maybe the milk was bad. Lee.
That could be.
Maybe I was thinking about Mayfield's contract. I don't know what was going on.
I got my Purell over here, and we're out of here.